We are learning Masechtas Erevin Daf Samach Zayin Amud Beis, and we are beginning seven lines from the top, middle of the line. Oma Ula. We just started discussing about a karfif because we wanted to discuss about how a guy walks out of a door to the mavi. He asks the mavi. If he goes the other way, he doesn't ask us. So once you mention karfif, we're going to explain important things about a karfif, halachas about a karfif. Oma Ula Amar Vechlam. We know a karfif is a place that's not hukuf l'dira. It's just an enclosure, which is a very good mechitza, has right sheer mechitza, it's completely enclosed. The Rabbanon said that more than Beis Hasayim, that's not hukuf l'dira, you are not allowed to carry in that spot because you get mixed up with Shisharav. It doesn't look like Shisharav so much, not hukuf l'dira. So if it's more than 70 Amis, but 70 Amis, the loch is more than Beis Hasayim, you can't carry there, unless it's hukuf l'dira. So Rabbi Yechon says like this, Karf Yosef Beis Hasayim Shal Hukuf Adira, if you have a Karf bigger than Beis Hasayim, wasn't Hukuf Adira, but fill a Kura, fill a Karayim, even if it's the size of a Kur or a Karayim, it's very big. Kur is 30 Sa, Karayim is 60 Sa, it's huge. Still, it has Din of Rosh Hashanah Yachid, Midaraisa, has Zoyrik L'Soychon, if you throw from a Rosh Hashanah Rabbi into this enclosure, Chayiv, a person's Chayiv Achatas and Chayiv Skila. My time, Mechitzihi, El Shem Mechaseres Duyum. Really, Midaraisa, it's a Mechitza. The Rabbanon said that Midrabbanon you can't carry in there because no Durim. But Midrashah has a shame Mechitza and a shame Rosh Hashanah Yachid. And therefore, if you're throwing it from Shurabim into there, you are Chayiv. What Rabbi Yechon is basically telling you is that a Karf of Midrashah is Rosh Hashanah Yachid, it's only Midrabbanon that you can't carry in there. Masiv, Rav Huna Rachinah has a Kasha. It says in the Brice like this, Sela Shaviyam, if you have a rock in the water, and the rock is Gevoya Asarav Arachav Abba, it's 10 tefachim high and 4 tefachim wide. We know something that's 10 tefachim high, 4 tefachim wide has a din of Rosh Hashanah Yachid. So this is clearly Rosh Hashanah Yachid. The law is Eim Metaltim Leim Minatoich Yam. You can't carry from the rock to the sea, to the ocean, to the river. Leim Minayam Lasoichai. And not from the water to the rock. Why not? Because the Yam is considered a karmelus. Yam is always considered a karmelus. It's not doing to dig the midbar, so it's not a Shurabim, it's a karmelus. And this place is Rosh Hashanah Yachid. You can't carry from the Sela to the Yam and not from the Yam to the Sela. Pachos Mekan, if the Sela is shorter than 10 Tvachim or narrower than 4 Tvachim, Metaltim, you can Metaltim from the rock to the water wide because then the rock has none of a caramelus. Truth is that if it's less than 4 Tvachim wide, it's a Makam Tur. So it's better if you say Pachos Mekan 10 Tvachim, then you let it carry, then it's like caramelus and you carry from there to there. Or it's a Makam Tur. Either way, it's true, either way. But the halacha is a structure that's 4 tefachim wide, and less than 4 tefachim wide is a karmelus. If it's less than 4 tefachim wide, it's a makom ptur. That's just the facts. But either way, if this thing is less than 4 tefachim wide... What?
4 tefachim wide
is
6
tefachim. It's a karmelus. It's a karmelus. But either way, the yam is a karmelus. Either way, saif is a makom ptur, saif is a karmelus, you let it carry from there to the yam. So it's pockets become metaltalim, you couldn't metaltal. Then the Brisa says a line that's a little ambiguous. Ad kama, until when? Ad Beis Hasayim. Until Beis Hasayim. Now what's it going on? Hey, what's this line going on? It says, until where can you carry? Until Beis Hasayim. But more than Beis Hasayim, no. Because that's a karfif. Hey, what's it going on? Ilei ma'aseifa, where it's less than 10 tefachim high. Beis Hasayim, hu demetaltinam, tvei loy. When karmas, the karmas come metaltal. I don't care how big this thing is. If it's less than 10 tefachim, I can carry from there to the yam. So why it's saying only until Beis Hasayim? It's a karmelus to karmelus. So what can we go on to say for? El alav, it's going a reisha. Vokama, sela shabiyam gavoya asar reich avdala, which is Rosh Hashanah Yachid, ein metaltlim, lo metaych liyam, lo yam letaycha. But v'ad kama, until when can't you carry from the rock to the water, ad Beis Hasayim? Only when the rock is Beis Hasayim and less. Oh yes, the Beis Hasayim, which gets the Nevekarfif ready, Metaltlim, you carry it to the Yam. Makarmelus, Karmelus, you see it's a Karmelus. You see, it's not a Shiyachid, if it's a Shiyachid, you wouldn't be able to carry from the rock until the water, because it's not Hukav Adira. You can't carry in there because it's not Hukav Adira, but you can carry in there to the Karmelus. So it's Mamash Akash Rav Yechanan. Makarmelus, it's Shuf to the Rav Yechanan, it's Mamash Akash Rav Yechanan on this Brisa. Omar Rav, Rav says, back to this Kasha, Mantle Yoda Truce. Masnaita, Tshuvta Maisla, someone doesn't know a Lurup of Braisa, and that's a kasha on that? I'll tell you, Psha. Mandalayot Tutsa Mesidim is Tshuvta Maisla Rav Yechon, he has a kasha Rav Yechon, Loyla Ma Reisha, it's going on the Reisha. But you're reading a little bit wrong. This you have to read it. There's a diak. You can't carry from the cellar to the water. But in the cellar, metatlam. On the cellar, metatlam. Va'ad kama, ad besasayim. It's not talking about from the yam to the cellar. When it says ad kama, it means like this. It's a diak. In the cellar alone, I can carry. Because it's a shiachit. Dr. Gemara, no. Only until besasayim. Dr. Mishnah, Bryson, until besasayim. If it's bigger than besasayim, you cannot carry on that cellar. That's one mahalach, and we answer Rabbi Yechon that way. That's Rava's mahalach. It's a little bit of a daichik, but it's very simple to understand. Rav Ashi is going to say it means what it says, and I still have a pshat. Rav Ashi, Omal Olam HaReisha, Olam HaReisha, go on the Reisha. And really that means that a sela bigger than Beis Yosayim, I carry from there to the water. Ah, you just told me that it, the rice is Shashiachet. What's going on in it? So the Gemara, who told you can't carry from a Kamlis to a Shashiachet? At the Raisa? No. It's only with the Rabbanon. So Dr. Sheish is Loilam HaReisha. It's going on the Reisha. And Hein Omru v'Hein Omru. They said this and they said that. It means the Rabbanon said both halachas. Hein Omru karfi yas b'Sayim so yukub adiri amtatlamay. They said the halacha of Mona b'Sayim became metatl, like Rabbi Yechon said, Avada Amos. It's only the Rabbanon that could then. V'Hein Omru ain't metatlam shiyachal the karmelis. They're the ones also said you can't carry from shiyachal the karmelis. So the Gemara explains, Beis HaSayim, the Shari'ot HaTuli B'Kulei, a Beis HaSayim that you let it carry in there, which means it has a dinner with Shashiyachid, even with Rabbanon. So ask Rabbanon, HaTuli Elohim L'Yam L'Toyichel L'Vtech L'Yam. You can't carry from the Yam there, from there to the Yam. Why not my time Shashiyachid Gemurihi? But yes, a Beis HaSayim, the also HaTuli B'Kulei, the Rabbanon asked there to carry in there itself. There Shari'ot Rabbanon L'Toyichel L'Yam L'Yam L'Toyichel. They allowed you to carry from there to the Yam, and v'yam atoychay, my time. But why? The ma'is says Issa karmus shushiyachin, and the rice is shushiyachin. My time, because if you say you can't carry, they're gonna say, oh, it's a shushiyachin. My time, dilma amr shushiyachin gemurihi. For osil zul vekulei. If you say you can't carry into the yam, they say, oh, more than beis asayim is shushiyachin, and then it carry there also. Are you gonna ask me? Okay, so but now you don't. So let's say they carry there. So you're oiker the rabbanon. So it's better now to oiker the rabbanon came from shiyachet the karmelis. Why is one with the rabbanon better than the other rabbanon? One way you're knocking out one the rabbanon. Why is it better to knock out the rabbanon of karmelis shiyachet and keep the rabbanon of a karfif? Knock out the rabbanon of a karfif and keep this halacha of karmelis shiyachet. So the more I ask the kasha, umayshna says toichay shchiach. It's shchiach to carry inside a beis asayim, inside a closure. It's very normal to carry there. And if you allow him to carry, because he's going to think it's shchiachet, and more than beis asayim, he's going to come to carry it and shirabim. So we want, that's a big zera to make, because it happens a lot. But metoich layam, yam metoich layam shchiach. But to have two things together, like Rashi says, first of all, it's bigger than beis asayim. And you came from there to a water, that is not so shchiach. So if you allow that, it's not going to come to any big churva, any big problems, and therefore they relaxed the gzeira in order to keep the gzeira of carrying in more than beis asayim. Adkan the Gemara of Karfiv, and it comes out, Taka, midaraisa Karfiv is a shishiyach, like Rabbi Yechanan, Gemara answers two truchim, and avada it is a shishiyach midaraisa, and if you throw the shiram into the yechayiv, and it's only midarabana that you can't carry in there. Now, the next Gemara coming up is one of the main Gemaras of Amir L'Akim in the whole Shas. Look, Gemara, Hu Yanuka, the Shtapa Chamima. In those days, the medical science was that a child by the bris had to get washed with hot water, warm hot water, before and after the bris. Before the bris was just like a precaution. After the bris was Sakonis the Fashis. So here, they prepared the water. Hu Yanuka, the Shtapa Chamima. They prepared the water for the bris. And it spilled out. They had the water ready. It spilled out before the bris. And the shaila was, they had hot water in a different chatzah. They wanted to bring it in over here. So it's a machlokes Balamara and the Ramban, if which water spilled out. According to the Ramban, it's the water that before the bris spilled out. And it's only like Tzarech Mitzvah. But if the water of after the bris spilled out, it wouldn't be a problem. Just do the bris, and after the bris, it's a konos lefashos, and you let it cook up water. Tosis really speaks this out. There wouldn't be a shayla. It's kuch nefesh. Hazara is raising meshubach. Right, that's where Ramban holds. You let it go ahead and make it out because this is a mitzvah. You're not putting your head in and doing wrong. It's your mitzvah. Mitzvah mila. Shmini mila. So you let it do the mila, and once you have the mila, you can do the konos lefashos. Balamar holds, like you're saying, you can't do that. So, Ida's Gemara. Here, it was a store. The water spilled out was one from after the bris. And the Rishas was do the bris or not. They had to get water, do the bris. In order to do the bris, according to Valamar, if you don't have the water, you can't do the bris. If you don't have the water for after the bris, you can't do the bris, according to Valamar. What? No, no. You had the water prepared for afterwards and spilled out. And that's how it was. You want to do the bris. You want to do the bris. What? Which water spilled out? Because if you don't have the water from afterwards spilled out, you just do the bris and then you'll get water. You don't have to worry about anything. Just do the bris. You can't do the bris then if you don't have water. Yeah. But like upon him, either way, that's just a zaitik apart. The B'chagis Balamar Mechamis is not over here. It's not in this Gemara. Who Yanuka, the Shtapach Chamime. It's a Mesechta Shabbos, that B'chagis. Who Yanuka, the Shtapach Chamime. This little child who had the bris, the hot water spilled out, and they had hot water at different chatzah. Only Rabba lived in this chatzah, Rabba and Abaye both lived in this chatzah. Says, nice little Chamime, go be sorry, bring hot water from my house. I have water, hot water for tea in my house. Bring it. Omle Abaye, Vala Ravina, we didn't make a Erev. We don't have an Erev Chatzeris here. Omle, Nismech HaShitov. Let's be Samech on the Shitov that they make for the alleyway. and the luck is, if you made a Shitov with Pas, then you can use that Shitov also for the Ruvi Chatzeris. These days, that's what we do. We make only a Shitov with Pas, and that works for everything. So be Samech on the Shitov. Omle, Hala Shatfina, we didn't make a Shitov either. We didn't make a Shitov either. And why don't they do Bittul Rishos? Wanting to fit the resource, so there's Taisis on the Samach Dalam Alf at the end here that speaks out. Mashloi also came to Shloi a Bailam Hasam. The Bailam wasn't here of the house. God, the Rabbi says, I guess, I don't know, it's a little bit shvah, but Taisis speaks out what the case is that why you didn't do Bittel? Why you didn't do Bittel? Like upon him, that was a question. You have no Eitzah here. So what you do? You know, you bring the Chaman here. So the Paskin, Rabbi Paskin, namely the Nochri Laisle, go get a Goy, a non-Jew, and he'll bring it over. He'll bring it over from the other house. Amma Abaya, Boyle Suvilamar, I wanted to ask a Kasha on Rabba, on his Psak. Like Shafkan Rav Yosef says, don't ask the Kasha. Don't ask the Kasha now. He made a Psak, don't ask the Kasha. Dom Rav Yosef and Rav Kana, Ki Avina Be Rav Yehuda, when I was by Rav Yehuda, have an Omelon, and he told us that he saw it. But the Raisa, if it's a Shaila of a Deraisa, Mesvidan Tiyufta, if you see your Rebbe doing something, they have a kash on it, you ask the kash of Hada Avdin, then you do the Maisa. But the Rabbanon, Avdin and Maisa, you first do the Maisa, that's his Psak. Hada Avdin, you ask the kash after, Hada Avdin and Tiyufta. Avad doesn't mean if you see a Rebbe making a mistake, even by the Rabbanon, you have to correct him. Here wasn't a mistake, it was a Psak. He had a kash from a Braisa. So wait till we finish the Maisa. By the Rabbanon, you wait to finish the Maisa, then you ask the kash. Labasach, after the bris, Amalei, my boy is a Suleiman. What do you want to ask him about bringing this water from the other chatzah? Amalei, I want to ask like this. The Tanya learned in a brisa, Hazar Shvus. The loch is that spritzing on a Adam Tomei, let's say Paraduma, may Chatas or Paraduma, is also due on Shabbos. Even though it's Tzarech Mitzvah, for example, to be Sheikhet a Pesach, still you're not allowed to do it. You're not allowed to make a Hazar on a person. Now, what's the issue of making a Hazar on a person? It looks like a tikkun. So the Rabban digs it. So Hazar is the Rabbana, it's not the Eichah Shabbos. But I'm really not Shavos. I'm telling you to do something, also the Rabbana. So it shouldn't be the Eichah Shabbos, like the Gemara says on top of the Amos HaMaches. Ma Hazar Shavos v'ein the Eichah Shabbos, even Mokka Mitzvah. I'm really not Shavos v'ein the Eichah Shabbos. So I'm really not the Eichah Shabbos. So Abaye had a Kasha Rabbah, hey, let's tell you to do something. L'chayro, it's a Miril Nochri. It's a Miril Nochri, and it's also the Rabbana. It's part of me. You always spritz on the third day and the seventh day. That's how you spritz. So here, the third day came out on Shabbos, or the seventh day came out on Shabbos. You can't spritz. So even though it's a Tzarech Mitzvah, it's a Rabbanon. So I'm not first Rabbanon. So that was a Bayat Kash on Amar. So the Teretz is Pashut. Amalei, Balei Shoylev and Shvus, the Isbe Maisa, Shvus, the Isbe Maisa. The Marle Amalei Nochri Zil Achim. And it means like this. Hazah is the Rabbanon by Yisrael. It's one the Rabbanon. It's a Maisa. He does a Maisa Rabbanon. You can't do a mitzvah. You can't do an Isra Rabbanon mitzvah. For example, let's say it's me, Yisrael. I can't carry something in a Carmelis or in a place no Erev Chatzeris on Shabbos. I can't do a Rabbanon for a mitzvah. Here, you're telling the Nochri something, which is, he wasn't doing a Malacha. The Nochri wasn't doing a Malacha, a Deraisa. Let's say Maisa means he wasn't doing a Malacha Deraisa. He's only doing a Malacha Rabbanon. That's what Lesbe Maisa. The guy was only the Malach of the Rabbanon, carrying an Erev Chatzeris of the Rabbanon. He didn't tell him to warm up water. This is what we call Shvus to Shvus of Malka Mitzvah. His territory says, a Shvus of Malka Mitzvah is not Mutta, but a Shvus to Shvus of Malka Mitzvah is Mutta. Why Shvus to Shvus? One, the Rabbanon is carrying a place out of Erev. That's one, the Rabbanon. Second, the Rabbanon is telling a guy. So it's a shvus to shvus a malka mitzvah. So he says, what are you talking about? It's not a kasha. Here it's a shvus to shvus a malka mitzvah. Therefore, you're allowed to tell the guy. So a lot of rishonim learn out from here that shvus to shvus a malka mitzvah is mutter. Others, the Yesh Oisrim in Shulchan Aruch, says that only by Mila it's mutter to shvus to shvus a malka mitzvah. But the regular mitzvah is also shvus to shvus a malka mitzvah. We pass it the first side. They can do every mitzvah shvus to shvus a malka mitzvah. But not so pashut. Other rishonim hold only by makim. Milo could you do a shvus to shvus. There is a shittas bala itter who holds that even Amir Nachri, even by the rice says mutter makayim mitzvah. And the shaila is hey, learns Gemara. So he has a different way to learn the Gemara. He's not gerer zil achim, but there's a different way to learn the Gemara. But upon him, the Gemara territory here is a shvus to shvus b'makayim mitzvah, and that's why it's mutter to tell the guy to go bring the water.